Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Killer Frost is learning to express herself through the power of art. Barry again is facing mommy issues and a crisis is coming. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a flash.
I'm Maria Menounos and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I like that little beat drop.
Oh, I asked for the song. I have it. It's an amazing one. I'll send it to you later.
Please do. What is up, guys? We're back for another episode of The Flash. I am so happy to be back with my team, my new team. A little different, but I'm here for it. But before we hop into this episode, because there's so much to talk about, plus we're going to introduce a new segment to you guys, I want to let you guys know who's going to be chatting with you tonight. So to my left is... the man was so much like the Flash swag. I saw the episode last week, you know what I'm saying? This week he pulled up in a Star Lab sweatshirt. Okay, he will be manning the live chat. So if you want to talk to us, make sure to talk to him. I got my boy Jeff here.
What's up? What's up? You know, just rocking Star Labs. It's what we do. It's what we do.
Now we have the president of the Cisco Hive. Woo! I've dubbed her that. You know, lover of Cisco and Ralph, two of the greatest characters to come to the DC universe. We have the lovely Shiksha in the building.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here to talk to you guys about this.
She's going to be killing it with some news and gossip later, so you guys make sure to stay tuned. And of course, reunited, it feels so good. My homie and OG with me. What's up, Zach?
What's up, what's up?
Zach has a really fun new segment for us tonight, so you guys are going to have to tune in for that.
Yes, please do.
Please do. It's very interactive, and we want your all's help, so make sure to stay in at the very end. And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. If you don't know me, now you do. So, what's up, lover of all things Marvel and DC? So... here we are. We're going to get into so much we have to talk about. Man, we're getting some serious tidbits about this crisis that's going to be the crisis of Infinite Earths. Like, the Flash is just packing it in. They want us to know that they are heavily involved in it. So we're going to talk about it. And we are going to talk about Killer Frost because she's kind of making her way downtown, walking fast, faces fast. And she's homebound. But no, she's living out in the real world now, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Barry because he's going through it. They just won't let my man Barry live his truth. But before we get into all that, guys, how was y'all's weekend? How'd y'all feel about this episode? Let me know.
Well, first off, my weekend was good. You know, I was here doing other after shows. But no, The Flash was great. I really enjoyed this episode. I love seeing Barry interact with his, not his mom, but like the actress who plays his mom, and getting to see him kind of be in awe in a moment, kind of like just seeing his mom and being in that present. I thought that was really cool to see.
Yeah, I loved the episode too. My favorite part of the episode overall was Frost. I just loved seeing her be a part of society. And then I loved seeing Cisco and Frost still have a really cool relationship. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, guys, my weekend was fabulous. And for this episode, well, it's a true Flash fashion episode 2. Not much of a fan of it, unfortunately. Gotta throw it out there. It was just the second episode to the first, and, you know, it's status quo, so...
I think I kind of agree with you a little bit. I think in comparison to seasons prior, This isn't my favorite, like, follow-up episode to a premiere, but I do think it's setting up a lot of really important stuff for the rest of the season.
Which we will get into.
Yeah, which we will get
100%,
into.
I agree.
I think just because we know, I think there's a lot of excitement with the season, being that The Flash is kind of taking over Arrow's spot with Arrow going through its final season.
Let's just face it, it already has a while ago.
I mean,
I don't think too many people are arguing with you on that one.
But I think we just have such high expectations for The Flash because they always come correct. Yeah. And so it's like when they're kind of easing their way into it, it's like, what are you guys doing? But yeah. They never disappoint.
They're great at setting things up too. And like, I'm just spoiled with it, you know? So we yeah. got, what, 22, 21 more episodes mm-hmm. after this to Woo. Really get into it. So,
Ooh, child.
Sorry, no, not all of them are going to be like, Prime.
Exactly.
So,
which we complained about last year, but then every time we started to complain, they would shut us up.
That's how they get you, though. Yeah. Every time, which I'm okay with.
They were like, bet.
Yeah.
Here you go. Shut up.
So, thank you.
But let's get right into it. So, last episode, our girl Katie hands over the reins to Killer Frost, and now we are dealing with the new reality of Killer Frost being in control. How do we feel about... Because we've gotten little bits of her, but now we're getting full Killer Frost 24/7. She is making it in the real world. Are we here for it?
No.
What?
No.
No. They messed it up. I'm sorry. Like, I get her voice needs to be adjusted or modulated, but now it's just the actress with, like, dyed hair. Like, I don't see Killer Frost. I don't have... the essence of Killer Frost anymore. Like, she still has a little bit of an attitude, but for some reason, the modulation of her voice done on the FX or whatever, it just added to who she was as Killer Frost. And now I just see Caitlin again with, like, purple lipstick and a white wig. I'm not about it. Bring Caitlin back.
I'm total opposite on this one.
Yeah, me too.
I gotta be... I'm 100% behind Killer Frost. I think... this only gives her more layers. When we see her in the last couple seasons, we saw just one layer of her. We saw the brooding. We saw the mad. We saw just, I'm going to just do what I want and everything. This one, we actually see her dealing with guilt, dealing with wanting to express herself. So I thought, like, we're actually seeing more layers. I'm excited to see something new for Caitlin and, as a whole because, like I said in the last episode, I thought we were getting the same thing. I thought she was going to find a love interest. Love interest is going to do bad things again. And she was going to be depressed. We're getting something new, so that's why I like it.
I liked it too, actually. I thought that Katie was... she's too soft. Crying a lot. but with Frost, she's such a badass, you know? And we do get to see that, especially in the beginning of the episode. Well, she was being mean, but she was still being a badass. And then seeing her dealing with society and how to act... within it, it's really interesting, and I really love it. I'm excited about it.
And Brandon 52 in the live chat, just calling you guys out, also agrees. He said, "Love Killer Frost in control. The natural progression. She's suppressed forever."
Yeah, I really unpopular opinion. Don't drag me, because I'll drag you back. Caitlin Snow to me is kind of an unbearable character. Like, I don't really like Caitlin that much. So Killer Frost is really her redeeming quality for me. So now it's like, yes, more Killer Frost. And I really like that, like you said, that, you know, you were afraid they were going to give a love interest. I was nervous too, because I'm like, sis, it's not working for you. Yeah. Let's work on self, okay? Yeah. And I like that Killer Frost has the ability to grow and to do better. And I loved the little, like, her wanting to express herself through art and her trying to draw. I thought all of that was really cute.
Hey, look, I'm not saying I'm not about it. Like, I'll give it a shot. I'm here for the ride, so I'm, like, ready to see where it's gonna go. It's just jarring at first, and, like, the chat is dragging me right now, so I'm sorry, guys. I'm just giving my opinion, you know?
Hey, I see a couple people giving
some
me
some people
love
got
too.
My back, though,
yeah,
so thank
there's
you.
A couple people in there.
I'm going to say shout out to Billie Jean Girl, because she was like, you're never happy, are you? And I agree, Billie.
I like to have the opposite opinion sometimes.
You know. I can never just be in agreement.
But she's catching on.
Yeah, she's getting a vibe there. But, no, I think if Killer Frost were to stay this one-trick pony that we've seen her be the last couple of seasons, like, we... it was getting old. Like, the snarky comment, it's like, cool, you want to see character development, you want to see her have an understanding of, like, hurting people's feelings and, mm-hmm. you know, wanting to learn about herself and kind of being, like, a new baby deer.
Yes.
She's like an angry baby deer. And I like
angry baby deer.
And I like it. It's like,
yeah.
All right, let's do
it. That's
a
cute, let's go with that. Angry baby deer.
Yeah.
I like how she's trying to find a way to express herself, too. That was, like you said, really cute. If not art, maybe dance, maybe singing. I don't know. It'd be cool if they showed us, if she were to try with different styles of art. I think that'd be pretty fun to watch.
It's coming off like, well, which I love. There's always seemed like there's a naive person in the group, a very naive, very young, very like, ready to just do whatever and not really think about it. I feel like she is that person this year because it was Ralph when he first joined the group. It's like every person that's new, they're that naive, ready to do whatever and just run through it. And that's the role she's playing. And I kind of like it. I think it's fun. It's different and it's cool.
And it's an important role, I think, like to have for the show to do well and to make it relatable for everyone. Mm-hmm. And just like she has an important role. You have an important role after Buzzers, and that's, you guys are in the chat all the time. You guys are on Twitter. You guys literally blow up my Twitter between this and Black Lightning, and I appreciate it. But we want more from you because we want to give you more. So we want you to like and subscribe to this channel right now. I'll give you a second to do it. Okay, you should have liked it by now. A thumbs up, obviously, not a thumbs down, because that's just rude. But make sure you guys like and subscribe. Check out our other channels. We have so many cool channels. We do fantasy. We do reality TV. I just interviewed Chyna McClain from Black Lightning, and she had some things to say about The Flash and the possible team-up that they're going to have on Crisis of Infinite Earth. So you guys should go check that out. But until then, we really do appreciate you guys checking us out, watching our show every week. Joining the live chat. It's seriously crazy how many of you guys are in here. So thank you guys for helping us grow and be the ESPN of TV Talk. We really appreciate it. Let's get into this little villain girl that we have this week, Miss Allegra.
What about her?
Miss Allegra, honey.
Miss Allegra.
Baddie of the week.
Well, I do have to say the chat is not happy with the representation of her culture and the way she was speaking.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you guys feel about that. I didn't catch up really too much on it, but
I appreciate the effort made to have other cultures. I think The Flash is great about trying to be very inclusive. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm country as all get out. And like, I was like, I think my Spanish sounds better a little bit.
I mean, I'm fluent in Spanish, and to hear Allegra speak like that, I was a little taken aback. When Esperanza spoke, It was right. It was the right accent. But I agree that I appreciate them making the effort to put different cultures in there. So
definitely, it's good to hear because I didn't even realize that. So it's definitely good to hear that in the chat and from like you guys as well, because it's unfortunate to see. But hopefully, maybe that's in a storyline where she's not really from. I don't know. Hopefully there's a storyline where maybe her Spanish is not that well, but I'm also just giving out hope for The Flash and The Flash writers.
That's true. I will say my best friend, shout out to you, Lucy Vega, is Mexican, and her family constantly makes fun of her for her horrible Spanish. And so, you know, maybe for Lucy that was representation that she needed.
Okay.
She needed that.
we're just giving out hope. We're just giving out hope for The Flash. But we feel you. I mean, like...
All things aside, besides her lack of fluent speaking of Spanish, she wasn't a villain.
Come to find out. Mm.
Yeah. So I enjoyed her.
I actually really liked this storyline, because sometimes when we have, like, you know, with The Flash especially, we have, like, the one bad guy per episode, and then we have the big plot line. I thought this was a really good subplot line.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great, because now it's going to set up something new for Cecile, which sometimes she gets lost, and, like, her and Joe, has, obviously, with him missing last season with his hurt back, his character is struggling a little to plant himself back into Flash. Mm-hmm. You even saw the awkwardness, and sorry to jump, but you even saw kind of the awkwardness in where Barry and Joe normally get to talk and have these conversations. They're just like, I'm always here. And he goes, you know, just like, it wasn't, the talk wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited because it's setting up something new for Cecile, having a new path, a new drive. Obviously, she's not doing the mom route. We don't see the daughter at all. But I don't know. I mean, how do you guys feel with what kind of unfolded with her.
Yeah, I agree. I loved what ended up happening with Cecile. I think it kind of just gave her a purpose. Whereas ever since she got her power, she's been kind of lost, and she had a new child. She's been all over the place. So now we kind of get to see her pursue something that she feels passionate about, which I think is pretty cool.
Definitely. And I just love that this, they always have a villain of the week and try to make it kind of either corny or something. I felt like this one was layered. Mm-hmm. I feel like then more than the rest of the baddies of the week, because we kind of see that she's not wanting to give up who it really is, who the villain is. At first, she's willing to take a bat for her. And then there's just so many different layers to her, and we didn't really find out who really was the bad guy until the end, even though Cecile was kept saying it and stuff. So I think it was cool. It was different for me. And like you said, it leads up for gives Cecile another avenue to explore on The Flash. It gives, in my opinion, it also frees up Joe from just letting him be the guy in the precinct, because it kind of got diluted with him and Cecile kind of running the show in there. So I'm hoping this is a little bit of a distinction between the two.
So let's get a chat. We'd love to know what you guys think about that. Do you like Cecile and her new position that she's going towards? Let us know. Comment.
I really like the whole situation because it kind of, in my opinion, brings back the essence of like what DC originally was, and that was like kind of a commentary on social issues. And I think it's really cool that we got to see someone like Allegra, who technically has like a bunch of petty crimes and all that, a lot of it being because of how she was raised and her circumstances. And I think it's cool to see a situation where she gets to have a shot at redemption, because, like, if we're honest, we get to see the news all the time where people are put behind bars for things that they end up not being able, there was just a story about a man who'd served 42 years in jail for a crime he didn't do, because they assumed he did it because he shoplifted one time when he was 13 and he was a man of color. Yeah. So I think it's cool that once again, DC is kind of taking the reins of what's going on and being like, people of color are allowed to have redemption. And as her being Spanish-speaking and everything was really, I thought, dope. Mm-hmm. And good on you.
Can I just say also that I'm really excited that she's joining The Citizen with Iris. I think that's going to be really fun to see her character flourish even more.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited. I thought this was a really, I really enjoyed this. And I really like seeing Cecile do more than just be Joe's, baby mama. Mm-hmm. And, have the few quirky little, I think it was cool to kind of see them bicker even, just because I felt like the argument was showing such, depth of their characters. It really was true to who they are, with Cecile's, trusting her gut and having good faith in people. And Joe is such a man of the law and trying to, really have that fine line of what's right and what's wrong. And it was cool to see those go head to head and still come from, a loving place. And I like it. I like, I always get nervous when there's too many characters going on, because I'm afraid you're not going to get
the depth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we got really good depth from Cecile and Joe this episode. And I like the name Ultraviolet for a villain. I was like, her suit and everything, I was like, okay, sis. You look snatched.
Looking a little Winter Soldier-ish over here. Mm.
At the mask. A little Blackbird from Black Lightning. Like, the mask and everything was very similar. Mm. Both look good. I wasn't mad at it. She looked great. But let's hop into really the meat of this episode and kind of the setup for the rest of the season. Looks like the setup for Crisis on Infinite Earth. Barry. Oh, man. Where do we even start with this? Barry finna die. Okay?
I think he's ready. He's accepting. Can I just say first, before we even get into that, finally we have the drop of the anti-monitor, like the anti-particles and anti-matter that they speak of. And I'm like, when are they going to come out? Because this entire time, spoilers, entire time everyone thinks the monitor is the bad guy here. But he's the monitor.
Yeah.
So, not going ahead of too much, but finally, I'm hoping all my nerd fans at home are just like, ah! Finally. So it's exciting. And I think Barry's kind of coming to terms with what's about to happen. He knows a lot more than what's being led on right now.
I love that the first thing was let's mess with the timeline again. Because at this point, who cares?
Oh, my God.
What's the timeline?
Jay was like, I don't blame you. Do you see do you see all these O's? I would do it, too. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on, so I don't blame him for just kind of canceling like any problems to the wind or any threat to the wind, because you got it. You know you're going to die. You know there's a big crisis coming on. You kind of have to jump in and see what happens. And it's Barry. He's going to do it even if he didn't really have to. But no, it was cool to see. He definitely went through one hell of a roller coaster in this show, or in this episode. But it, like you said, he's kind of come to terms with it and kind of being realistic. Even if I die, I'm going to die fighting. I'm going to die fighting and saving the people I love. And that's cool to see. It's going to be interesting to see how the rest of Team Flash takes it. Because that is, if that's his approach, it's going to be different. He's always been the happy, the quirky, the one that's like motivating. Even if he's mad or angry, he's like still motivating, pushing people. Mm-hmm. This is like, all right, he's just like stone cold, kind of just like, I know death is, he's staring death in the face and ready to just attack it. So it'll be interesting.
Okay, so he said that there were a billion possibilities, and in each one, he has to die. That's the best option.
Yeah.
But then Iris said there could be a billion in one and a billion in two. So what do you guys think? Because I'm a little stuck on that. Because Barry can't die. You know?
They say the Flash. They don't say the Flash of which Earth.
Yeah.
Or which
Flash.
Which Flash.
Because I was thinking Kid Flash, because we know that we've been told that Kid
you Flash. Leave Wally alone.
He cannot die.
No.
Yeah, no.
Hey. Zach, we're not doing that.
Romeo goes for Jay Garrick.
Some of the shows.
We're not doing it this season.
He can't die.
Romeo in the chat is saying Jay Garrick is his choice.
Listen, he's limping already.
He's an old man.
But are we really going to see Barry's dad die twice?
Listen, it's already happened. Shout out to my boy Barry. He's already going through it, okay? He's already seen his parents die. What's one more time?
You're right. He has seen them die, like, a lot of times.
A lot of times.
But in the billion possibilities, Barry saw Flash having to die.
Mm.
His version of the Flash.
Yeah.
So what makes you think it's going to be a different Flash?
Because, like my sis Iris said, she said there could be a billion and one possibilities. Mm. And old boy was like, the Flash has to die. He didn't say Barry Allen has to die. So it could possibly be that Barry Allen. It could possibly be that Barry gives up his powers and is no longer, quote unquote, the Flash. Yeah. And maybe we have to deal with Barry without powers for a minute.
Mm.
Or he could just grab someone from the past and make a time remnant and have the same trope from season 2 happen. When he had the time remnant go around in circles while he was chasing after what's-his-face.
Yeah.
And one of them died.
They're not going to do that again, though.
I know, but
this was, I got to say this is a little off, but this was giving me a whole lot of Doctor Strange vibes.
Yes.
When this was happening, I'm like, dog, he's like sitting there, his face is shaking again. Like,
yes.
It's like, if you steal for steal, like, just still frames, it's the same thing. And I was getting, I was like, I love you, Barry, but like,
referencing or the, because I don't watch
Doctor Strange. So like from,
Endgame.
Yeah, Endgame.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. We back.
I thought you said Doctor Who for some reason. I was just like, I don't want to watch that.
Well, that's a different universe anyway. Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
Yep.
But I feel bad for Barry. I'm not going to lie. I feel bad for Iris. Because dating's hard. Okay?
They're married.
And they're married.
They're married. They're not dating.
But that's what I'm saying. But like, if he dies, she gotta get back in the game. She's too hot to just be a widow.
She's gonna be hurt because you're just losing your daughter.
Yes.
And your husband.
Yes.
Remember the scene where she almost died too.
I mean, and she's she faced death but Barry can't.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
why she not bring that up? Barry, I've been through this. I already did this. We good.
She's like, I've been doing this, Barry.
We changed the future.
Should we just like
do it again?
Do you want me to like go back through the notes or?
So let me tell you something, Barry. I'm not getting on Hinge. I'm not getting on Tinder or Bumble. So I'm gonna need you to get this together because I'm not doing it again.
But
okay?
If you are, I'm on Hinge. Let me know. Iris Williams.
You're going to swipe left, Iris.
But it's... It's true, though, because when it was Iris that was dying, Barry did not give up until there was an option to save her. And now that it's him who has to die, he's like, well, this is the only way.
He's very Eeyore about it. He's like, here I go. Gonna die for the greater good.
I think there is something to back that up. He had that awesome like little speech from Joe, like his surrogate father, and like I think what Joe said was beautiful. The fact that like you don't be a cop unless you're gonna go and know that one day you might run into death.
Yeah.
You know, and like you wear that badge with honor, and he has that badge of this right here. wears it with honor. And I think he is coming to terms. It's not coming to terms like, oh, you know, if I have to die, I'll die to save the greater good. It's just like, no, this is what I got myself into. And this is why I always do what I do.
But that doesn't mean stop trying.
I don't think he said he's going to stop trying. Well, that's the thing. He's just coming. He's just. He is coming to terms.
I get that he's coming to terms with it, but I think you have to look at it like you got to play the long game. Him dying isn't playing the long game because it's like, who's going to take care of everything when you're gone? Mm-hmm. You know? Elongated man? No.
Nobody. That's what we learned from Nora.
No.
Exactly.
We don't need none of that. Elongated man, stay in line. No, I don't want none of that.
That's what I'm saying. And I think that's what Iris was trying to say too, is like, you gotta think bigger than this. Like, cause this is like, yeah, this is a big obstacle, but the world doesn't, you know, bad guys don't stop just because you die.
Yeah. Right.
So you gotta go beyond. I mean, I don't think that was her main concern. She was like, my man's not dying. So, but I think another point she's trying to get across is there's something beyond this and you have to fight for that too.
See, but I think the difference in this is that when, like, the whole Savitar thing happened, it was just contained to their universe, to their world right now. And Barry had just got a glimpse into, like, billions of universes and worlds. And, like, they just kind of know of, like, Supergirl's universe and, like, all these other worlds. And now Barry has this, like, just incredible amount of knowledge. And I think he kind of is seeing past the fact of, like, the long game. You know, that, like, if there's one opportunity in billions, like similar to Endgame, that has to be taken. Like, there's no other workaround.
I feel you.
I don't know, chat. Let us know what you think. I mean, it is kind of very Endgame remnants, but I mean, this was a comic before all that as well. So, like, who's playing off of who, whatever. But
very true. I don't want to jump in too far into predictions, but I have a lot of like flashback. I just hope it's not a repeat of like history in the same fact that with Iris, how that ended up, but I'm gonna just tease that for my prediction because I have a feeling it will be.
Well, you know what the beautiful thing about all this is? This is only episode 2 and we have plenty more to find out.
We have we do. Like 90 years to go.
Big question though, was that Cisco in that vision?
Thank you. It was Vibe.
Yes, and that was one of the other different versions of the life that he saw was happening.
But was that the
That was a different timeline where he didn't take the antidote.
No.
Okay, so but where does that timeline kick off? Because at some point they all have to be the same timeline at some point and then break off. So what point was that timeline where they all broke off into the billion different opportunities? Because I thought it was a billion from the moment that he's laying there visualizing.
Yes, me too. Yeah, does that mean Vibe's coming back?
I hope so.
I hope so.
When I saw that, I was hoping so.
Not that I don't love Cisco, but right now it just feels like they don't know what to do with his character.
No, Cisco's the best.
I love Cisco's character right now.
Really?
I think he's back. We said it last week. I think he's back in his roots of season 1 and season 2. If anything, I still think Ralph is kind of like floundering around a little bit. Like, they keep bringing out his big book of life or something, but it's just kind of like this mom talk. It just gets to my nerves now. What is up with your mom?
It's almost like him and Caitlin are the duo in this season rather than Cisco and Caitlin, because they usually always are the duo. Cisco doesn't have his his Tom yet. He doesn't really have his Tom Cavanaugh.
Which, I mean, maybe we'll get that.
Where is Wells? I mean, can I get a Wells? Just please? One. There's a plethora of them. We've seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
Can I get a Wells? No, but I think that is going to be kind of Cisco's, like, but that's going to be his buddy. Obviously, he has a girlfriend, but that's going to be his buddy in Team Flash, and I think that's what's missing right now, and that's why he kind of feels lost, in my opinion, as well.
I just get nervous about that because we have Camila, and I like that he has a girlfriend that's on this earth and present and all of that because Cisco deserves love, but I don't want it to feel crowded, and I don't want them to force. I think she could have a really cool story, and I don't want them to force her on us.
I don't think they're forcing her. Not yet, but
I'm saying if Wells comes into the mix and we get the classic Cisco-Wells banter, and then we're still supposed to have Camila and Cisco, I just don't want it to be too many things going on at once and like important characters get left behind.
Yeah, the chat keeps saying it's going to be a sensual Wells on the way.
Sensual.
Yeah, sensual. So, I mean, if anything, he might just enhance the relationship.
As long as it's not a French accent again, I'm here for it.
I feel like Camilla was kind of pushed on us a little bit. It kind of happened really fast. I mean, 1 minute they're on their first date, which I get it. They went on a million first dates when in the episode that they had that. But still, they only had that one date, and now she's in the lab, she's a part of the team, she's part of the citizen, she knows about Katie and the Frost, I mean...
Yeah, she just knows a lot, and it takes, like, me, like, 2 years for a guy to, like, know my full name. So I'm like, you just share a lot of things that I don't know.
So it's not Drew?
You'll never know.
Oh, God. We kind of have a hater right now. Logan, Logan Knight says Cisco's Drew friend Camilla. Cisco's
Drew
girlfriend Camilla needs a ghost, and she doesn't his best friend.
Demand my next ex. I said my next ex boyfriend. I demand my next boyfriend to call me their Drew friend.
I'm like, oh, this is me and my Drew friend right here. It's fine. It's whatever.
Chat kind of agrees with Logan. They don't want to see Camilla around for too long.
I like Camilla. I just want them to give her something that's not just Cisco. I want her to have, like, Iris has her thing. She's not just Barry's wife. She's Iris the reporter. And, like, Camilla has, potential to do that. And I think she could
she's
be
a photographer. For
yeah. Well, and I think, but I want to see, like, Camilla and Iris do stuff together.
I think I think that's what might be leading up with Camilla, Iris, and the new Allegra. I think since she's being there, I think that might be, like, not a team, a girl team up.
A girl team, but like, yeah,
but like a girl
that.
Team up in a sense, because we all. I definitely want to see more Iris and seeing more of this of her and her company. Why not bring more on? So because that means her company's doing well.
BBLU.
What you said?
Bad link up.
I was like, what?
I can't say the second B, but you know.
Got you.
We'll put in the chat. No, I'm just kidding.
Wayne got you. But I'm here for it. I really like that Crisis on Infinite Earths is obviously going to be Flash focused because I'm still mad about the wedding. Still mad about that, but I like that it clearly seems like Barry and Team Flash are going to kind of take the reins of it. I'm super excited to see how everyone else plays into it because as of right now for Black Lightning, we have no idea how we're coming into it. So I'm excited
to
see.
That's kind of exciting.
Like, it is.
Oh, snap. Especially, I guess I'm going this way.
Especially since, because Black Lightning, there's never been anybody. Because we weren't supposed to be a part of the Arrowverse. Now we are.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. But, like, we've already obviously seen photos of Cress Williams, who plays Jefferson Pierce, and Barry. And it's like, cool, how are you guys?
How are you guys friends?
How'd you meet?
Tell us the love story.
But yeah, I'm super excited. But before we hop into our special segment, we gotta talk about Russo real quick. My boyfriend. He's not my boyfriend, but I like him. But Russo, you know, last time he took some dark matter. Now he's like sliming people.
And then the people are coming back.
It was really like really short with his storyline, but it seems like it's setting up next week. How do we feel about him? Do we think he's a bad guy? Because I got
twisted tonight with that. I mean, this whole leading up to the season, like, I mean, he was the intro to like the previews and whatnot, painting him as this bad guy, and now, I mean, maybe we had him wrong. Maybe there's like a Venom entity, like, kind of in him that has a different side, you know, that like he's present for like his good self trying to cure things, and then this evil side pops up and like comes about.
Like Caitlin was for a minute in the beginning?
I could see that, but I still feel like there's a villain in him or an evil in him because he's still
unhinged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say I think he's more or less just like the thing that puts him over the edge. Because he was evil in the last episode before he even got injected with the stuff or with the dark matter, and you can see he was going after Caitlin and everything. So like, there's evilness in him, but I can see it being more enhanced because of that.
I think he's a Scorpio man, so he just thinks he knows everything. I don't know if he's a Scorpio. I'm just assuming, but he thinks he knows everything, and that's like, it's not so much that he's evil. It's just like he's ignorant and know-it-all and kind of a jerk.
I think it's a build-up to his badness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that it... I don't necessarily agree with what you're saying. I think it's more of a he's getting crazier and crazier, kind of like a mad scientist kind of thing, and... It's just the in the background, that's what's happening while we deal with all this other stuff.
He kind of reminds me of the Thinker, where it's like he has a good intention, but he's very like, I know best. And so his arrogance is going to be the root of his evil, and rather than like a Joker, where Joker's just like,
yeah,
off one. Yeah. So I think it's more so like I know what's best, and I'm going to continue to try to do what's best. But it's really only pertaining to me and not what's best for everyone else.
See, Royalty Music had it said it best. Takeaway, never turn your back on a dead man.
Never be in a room with a dead man.
Like, facts. I mean, like, he's doing an autopsy. He could be in the room with a dead
See,
man.
See, that's why I can't be in the medical field. I don't know. Good on that. But you guys, let us know what you all thought of this episode. Do you think we have too many characters coming up in the scene? Do you like Camila? Do you like Allegra? Like, let us know. We want to know. We like talking to you guys throughout the week. But now, we've been checking out what you guys have had to say on the internet, so we're going to hop into a new segment right now. Zach, take it away.
Yeah, we got this new segment. We're testing ideas. Meta tweets. Let's check it out. Ooh. Yeah.
Ayo.
So, we have Anastasia Fall Heart Emoji Flower. It says, this chick seriously brought a box of gross donuts for herself. And she was snarky about it. Poor Frosty. Who is just learning how to make friends? And Cisco gave up his powers for her? She's clearly evil. Hashtag the Flash. Guys, I love some of these comments that you're saying. This is going to be a fun segment, I think. We also have Stephanie tweeting a very heartfelt moment between our lovely Barry and Iris. Look at him. I look at her. Hashtag the Flash. Hashtag West Allen. We love
that's West like Allen. I'm ready to make a Nora face.
That is like, yeah, that's baby making faces right there.
She literally said we got things to do before that.
We have things to do.
What you mean? Not only my clock, but now your clock is ticking. So let's get this going. Hey. And then the lovely Drew let me in on this little meme, because I had no idea about it, but I think it's hilarious now. We have Bam Smack Pow, by the way, awesome name. Barry sees Joan Garrick on hashtag The Flash. Barry goes, Mom? Question mark. And Joan goes,
say it, I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street, I wouldn't know a thing.
She just had no idea who he was.
I love this Keke Palmer meme so much, and the fact that it was used for The Flash had
me
dead.
Props to you, Bam Smack Pow. Guys, we love seeing stuff like this. You're live tweeting us all the time when we're doing this. I know there's the East Coast and West Coast, so please, let's keep this going, because this could be very fun. Tweet us, hashtag The Flash, AfterBuzz. You got all of our handles. We'll tweet back.
Yes, I love it. I laughed at that for a solid like 10 minutes when I first saw it. I was like, that's amazing. My favorite things, Keke Palmer and The Flash. Let's hop into some news and gossip. Take it away.
All right, you guys. So Tom Cavanaugh's pariah look has now been released on K-Site TV, and I wanted to show it to you guys and kind of see what you thought. So make sure to put it in the comments below and let us know your thoughts. What do you guys think?
I'm getting a lot of Magneto. What was his name? No, I was thinking of the guy from Spider-Man.
Mysterio.
Mysterio. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's very Mysterio.
Mysterio's vibes, but I like it. And I'm very excited to see him, because I saw a set photo with him as well on the set of Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That was cool. So I'm interested to see how that's going to interact with everybody else.
He looks very dapper. I'm into it.
I am too. I'm really liking it.
Can he hurry up? Because we don't have a Wells yet, so...
I need a Wells. In other news, you guys, showrunner Eric Wallace is throwing out the idea of a possible Elongated Man series, a spinoff. What do you guys think? Okay, I'm seeing the head shaking no, but I think it would be really great. I love Ralph, and I think it'd be a fun show to watch.
It would have to be in the same format as, like, Legends of Tomorrow, where it's more a comedy than it is...
Yes.
Like a superhero. I think
well, he's so funny.
He is funny.
Yeah.
But I think like he'd be great on if they're trying to take him away, send him to Legends, because I think he would do amazing on Legends.
Are they ending Legends though?
I don't want them to take him away from the Flash. Let's be clear.
Legends of 2 days from now can be the new show. And Elongated Man can head it up.
If there was two options, your own show or the Kid Flash route, go ahead and go overseas with Kid Flash. I'm good. I don't need my own solo Ralph show. Like, I'm good.
I do.
Keenan Lonsdale is making music these days. We're not getting a Kid Flash back.
I just don't think his heart's in it.
Ever. We're not getting him back. He even said something in a song about it.
Yeah, I know. Just come back for the crisis, be the Flash that dies, and then peace out. Go sing.
Oh, true.
Just saying.
Interesting.
Love your work, though. Mm. Great music.
Come on our show.
But yeah, I love Ralph. I love the character of Ralph. But I think he's a supporting character. I don't think he's a lead character.
No.
And I just can't imagine. I can't imagine having a show called Elongated Man.
I mean, he was on here before. He was great.
Yeah, we love Hartley.
Yeah, you're amazing.
But Hartley's the truth.
But he could be solving crimes, and it could be like a detective / superhero show.
If it was more like akin to like a Nancy Drew type thing, then sure.
So if it was like on CW Seed, if it was like a short, like they did with Vixen, like if it's something like that, I think it would be perfect. Mm-hmm. I just don't think with what they have, they have such strong heavy hitters, The Flash, Arrow's Ending, Supergirl, Batwoman, Legends of Tomorrow. I just don't think he would fit Black Lightning.
No,
Sorry. He
wouldn't fit that.
Yeah.
He's not in the team.
And I think the reason these shows work is because they're cohesive. And he wouldn't be cohesive with that.
No, I'm not looking at it from that perspective. It's just like a spin-off away from all of
maybe
that.
Like a special. Like, I wouldn't be mad if there was like a heavily Ralph-themed episode.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'd be so down for that.
For me, I just don't. There wasn't a lot of backstory for him. I mean, we got a little bit. We know who he is and everything, but like, there's not a lot of rooting interest for him.
Are you kidding me? There's his whole mom story.
Yeah, like I said.
I mean, they keep mentioning it every episode. So
his mom must be tight, like mom of the year. But yeah, I'm just not there. I'm not interested. Like I think he's funny. I think he brings light to the show, but I don't need a whole show of just light. Like I need.
It would be with his wife and crime fighting partner Sue,
and we need to find her.
Someone said they give him an animated TV show.
Yes, I 100% agree.
I would like that.
Who was that? Who was that?
Logan Knight. I wouldn't be mad at an animated TV show.
Yes.
Well, I would.
I mean, I like to look at Ralph.
I would.
We got to compromise.
Yes.
Okay.
But we are running out of time, guys. So before we head out, give me some predictions for next week. It looks like a crazy episode. Mm.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So for next episode, I think we're going to see... I think we're gonna see Flash just take out the blood work.
His name's Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch. I think he's gonna take out Mitch. I think it's gonna be pretty quick, and somehow we're gonna see Russo become more of blood work and be the bad guy that we expect him to be. And yeah, that's what I expect from next episode. But as a whole, like I was saying, I kind of teased it earlier. I see this, how Barry ends up. I see it being just a return of the past where it's going to be someone switching spots with him, like someone switched spots with Iris and saved her life. I think someone's going to save Barry's life. And unfortunately, I'm going to just go out there and say it like I just did. It's going to be Kid Flash. Wally West, peace.
Okay, let's start this now before you do your prediction. Mm-hmm. Everyone, in your prediction, give who you think the alternative Flash is going to be. Chat, you all hold us accountable. Ooh. And whoever wins, we'll have a bet. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Well,
but whoever wins,
Wally,
we'll win
something.
Wally,
I need you to die.
My friend, losing that bet because he's already confirmed to be in episodes after the crisis.
Well, ain't this one. Well, that's fine because there's flashbacks.
All right.
We're going to be depressed.
All right. So my prediction is that next episode we're going to see Barry tell his team that he's going to die. And then they're going to try and figure out what to do. And then we get Wally. Wells. Why did I say Wally?
Wow.
Wells. Yeah. Wells. Then we get Wells, hopefully. And I think it's going to be Jay. It has to be Jay. It can't be Kid Flash. No.
Okay. I mean, we're just kind of missing the obvious in this one, aren't we?
What?
All right, well, my prediction, I think there's going to be some baby making going on next episode.
Ayo!
Going to get to see some Iris. Boom, ba-da-boom, boom. Barry lovemaking. No, I think Barry's going to come back and pull an Iris a little bit of the, like, hey, you know, I have a set deadline of when I'm going to die. I know. And I think he's going to kind of just go a little over the top. I mean, we saw a little bit of it tonight with Ultraviolet where he just, like, ran head on into her and just, like, I know I'm not supposed to die right here, so, like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And the replacement for Barry is going to be Oliver. He's leaving. We're getting rid of the Arrow. Who else is going to... He doesn't exist in the future on the Arrow. I don't even watch the show, and I know that.
Oh, how sad. Well, okay. Yeah.
Wait, what?
That it could be Arrow.
Oliver doesn't exist in the future, because they're doing, future and present tense, and he's not alive because he dies because of Crisis. But Wally's going to take the boot, too.
I agree with all of you all on your predictions for next week, not for the Flashes. I still think Barry is going to lose his powers as the Flash, and the Flash is going to die for a brief moment. I don't think anyone's technically dying. I think he's just going to lose his powers. Mm. And that's how I feel. So at me.
Your protection.
I think you're right, though. Arrow is a huge possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But... we are going to have to hold this until next week.
We are.
You guys. Yes. So, if you all agree with us, let us know. If you want to join the bet, get in the comments. Let us know. Who knows? Maybe I'll give you guys some fun stuff I got at Comic-Con.
Hey, guys, and I read everything down below, so please comment away at us.
We'll
talk about it next time.
Until next time, guys, let them know where they can find you.
You guys can follow me at JeffWill_Jr. on all your social media platforms.
You can find me on all social media at IamBollyGirl.
Guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2.
And it's your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all things AfterBuzz TV. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye. Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.